Second Corinthians chapter 6, reading from verse 14. Our topic today will be holy. Now God wants us to be holy, because to live a holy life, we receive the blessing of God. Without holiness, the Bible says that it is impossible for us to see God. So Paul, in his writing to Corinthians, encourages the Corinthians to live holy. Now let's look at the scripture in the chapter 6, verse 14. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as he said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Let's go over to chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now here we see Paul admonishing the believers to be separated from the world. We have those illustrations there. The darkness will not be where light is. But we know that the light has more power than the darkness, because the light will illuminate the darkness. So, as God's children, we need to be separate from the world. We have to be holy because we have the promises of God in His Word. For those who live a righteous life, God will bless. More so, we have spiritual blessing. We have both physical blessing and spiritual blessing coming from God. In order to receive that blessing, we need to be holy. We must not indulge ourselves in those things that the people in the world are doing. You know what I'm talking about? The evil works of the devil. All like jesting, making dirty jokes, keeping company with those who are in darkness, keeping company with those who are rebelling, those who are drinking, those who are running after the flesh or the lust of the flesh. We need to separate ourselves from that. That is why Paul is exhorting here that we must not stay with the unbelievers. You know what this means? We can stay with the unbelievers, but do not involve ourselves on whatever they do. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That is what we ought to be. We can stay with them, but not doing what they are doing, so that they will see God in us, Jesus in us. So we need to stay away from the evil works of the devil, knowing that in the light of this, we need to cleanse ourselves. Verse 1, chapter 7 tells us, therefore, in light of what we have seen in chapter 6, we need to keep ourselves clean from all defilement, from all evil that will defile our flesh and can even destroy our spirit. If we involve ourselves in evil activities, it will bring bad reflection as Christians to the church. You know, many times you will hear persons saying, oh, he professed to be a Christian, but look what he is doing or where he is. So we need to be careful how we live our life. We need to, the only way we can live a holy life is by asking God to help us, who is the perfecter of our faith. He is the only person whom we can depend on. There is no one who can guide us in our Christianity. There is no one who can render assistance or help that we need as we walk our Christian life. So we depend on Jesus to help us in our daily walk. We must fear God. We must do what He commands us to do. If we do not obey or do what He commands us to do, if we confide on our understanding, or if we lean on our understanding, we will get nowhere. God knows our hearts. God knows where we stand. God knows our weaknesses. God knows everything about us. So we must be able to walk with Jesus, because He is our God. If we continue to live a clean life, God promised that He will dwell in us. And this is talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is there to guide us. The Spirit is there to teach us from the Word of God. Many times I do wonder, without prayer, I would pick up the book, the Bible, and start to read. It's just like a narrative to me. But when I started to study the Word of God with prayer, you know what happened? I found the real meaning of what was in the Word of God. So we need to stay close to God so that He will be able to indwell us and walk among them, walk among us, walk with us. We will walk side by side with Him if we stay in His Word. So we need, there is the only way we can live a holy life by studying the Word of God daily. Without studying the Word of God, we cannot do it. We are weak. Many times we would say, we can make mistakes. You know why we make mistakes? Because we do not study the Word of God daily. That is where the devil will find a work for us. That is where the devil will lead us astray. But if we continue to stick to the Word of God, you know, by the grace of God, we will have that victory to live a godly life. So we need to be close to Him, study His Word. You know, by studying His Word, we feel the divine presence. You may have experienced that. If you study the Word of God, you feel the divine presence. He is always among His children. And by doing that, we will be His children. We are His children. So, we are God's people. So let us continue to live for Him and do not ever touch what is evil. Of course, we stumble, as I stated earlier, because we do not study the Word of God. I have that experience. Whenever I wake up early without saying a prayer, I always find myself in problem. But when I ask God to direct me, to keep me away from these things, you know what happens? Even though I meet up with temptation and trials, I have that power to resist the temptation. But if I do get up without saying a prayer in the morning or having a little devotion, you know, I by myself will be a failure. So let us continue to study the Word of God and do not allow these things to hinder us from getting more closer to God, because God walks with His children. In chapter 6, verse 17, part B says, "And do not touch what is unclean." What is he really talking about here? Paul is talking about the ungodly things, the things that are evil, things that are detestable. So we need to be careful as we live this life, as we move about. Friends, I hope this short exhortation will encourage us to live more holy in the sight of God, because He wants us to be holy, and by His help and by the grace of God, we can make it. Just as how others who have gone before us have been faithful to the end, we also can be faithful to the end by the help of God. Amen. Thank you for your attention.